insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير.
If you remember, we were talking about verse 125, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as part of a series of verses talking about Prophet Ibrahim, discusses the issue of Prophet Ibrahim setting up the Baytullah al-Haram, the Kaaba, the house in which or around which people would be doing their tawaf and would be going around the Kaaba and the special worships, and it was to become the Qibla and the direction that the Muslims are going to face while in prayer. So briefly, the verse said, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا, and when we made the house a place of return for mankind and a sanctuary, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, take the venue of prayer from Abraham's station, وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ, we charged Abraham and Ishmael, أَن طَهِّرَ بَيْتِ, with its upkeep, saying, purify my house, لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ, for those who go around it, those who make it a retreat, and those who bow and prostrate. We explained the background story and the history behind when the house of Kaaba was rebuilt by Prophet Ibrahim. The verse talked about the house and that it is a place where people are going to be coming to constantly, and it's going to be a returning place. In other words, people are going to be coming and going and then returning again. It's a place where people are constantly going to be going to. That's one point that was first mentioned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an order, says that people need to take that place where Prophet Ibrahim would stand to build the house, which is called Maqamu Ibrahim in Arabic, and it's been translated here as Abraham's station. It is a stone that has got the footprints of Prophet Ibrahim there, and they've made a monument there on it, where place the monument holds the stone that actually has the footprints of Prophet Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take that as a praying place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we told Ibrahim and Ismail to purify my house for those who go around it, for those who make it a retreat, and for those who bow and prostrate. Now, there was a point we wanted to talk about. If you remember, or if you listened to the previous session, we mentioned, the last point that we mentioned was this piece that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take the station of Abraham, or Maqam Ibrahim, Abraham's station, as a venue for prayer, refers to the action or the ritual that has got to be done as part of the a'mal of Hajj. And that is the tawaf, or Hajj or Umrah. One of the actions that needs to be performed there is tawaf. As part of the, or after the tawaf is done, it is necessary for those who are performing the tawaf to pray two rak'ahs. And the place they need to pray it is behind Maqam Ibrahim, behind the stone that has got the footprints of Prophet Ibrahim on it. The point that we wanted to mention regarding this is, as you can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse just says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Take the venue of prayer from Abraham's station. Now, how do we understand from this verse that this is talking about that issue? How do we take that? There seems to be no indication in this verse that this musalla is supposed to be necessary, that we have to take that as a venue. And for which prayer? Do we have to pray all our prayers behind Maqam Ibrahim? Do we have to go there and make our prayers, and otherwise it's not going to be invalid? There's a lot of points that are not mentioned in the verse, and that's the point that we wanted to explain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this great book of guidance to all mankind, He does not mention the details of the ahkam. The details of the ahkam, if we look at the books of hadith, we've got over 20 volumes of books talking about the details of the practical laws that we were supposed to govern our lives based on. The Holy Quran is a combination of ideological points, very deep and intellectually understood ideological points. It includes the foundations of our practices, hints to some of the practical laws, some of them mentioned explicitly, some of them hinted. The language that is used to explain some of these laws includes more than just ahkam. There's more to it than just that. And then we have issues of ethics that are mentioned in the Holy Quran, mustahabbat that are mentioned in the Holy Quran, spiritual issues that are mentioned in the Holy Quran. This book of guidance has got all the needs of mankind and the foundations of that mentioned in it. But the details of the ahkam are not mentioned in the Holy Quran. For the people who think that if something is not mentioned in the Holy Quran, then there's no foundation to believe in it, or we should not practice it, this is not a valid belief. This is wrong to think. According to the Holy Quran itself, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is supposed to be the person who explains and interprets the Holy Quran. And without the explanation of the Holy Quran that comes from the Holy Prophet, this religion is not going to be a complete religion. This is why we have that famous hadith from the Holy Prophet that إِنِّي تَارِكُنْ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. Okay, I'm leaving with you two things. The Holy Quran is one of them, but there's another part of the religion that you need to be very careful of and be following their teachings, and that is the Ahlul Bayt, the Itrah, his family, which refers to the Imams, not all of those who were included in his family. It refers to the Imams because they are going to be taking the role of explaining the Holy Quran and explaining the details, whether it's about the issues of beliefs, the in-depth explanations that are required to understand what is mentioned in very metaphoric language sometimes in the Holy Quran, explaining the issues that deal with our practices like Hajj, like prayer, like fasting and all of that. Issues of ethics, all of these have got to be explained by the Holy Prophet and his family. So after the Holy Prophet left the Ummah, after he left this world, there was need for someone with the same capacity, with the same ability, and with the same ismah that we talked about in explaining verse 125, to be able to explain all of that, all of the teachings of the Holy Quran so that people can understand. Otherwise, if it hadn't been for the teachings of the Prophet and the Imams, who would understand that وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى is talking about a very important wajib and obligatory part of Hajj, that is a prayer. It's only two rakahs that has got to be done after tawaf. So that's one very important point that we need to keep in mind. The rest of the points in the verse are pretty clear, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we told Ibrahim and Ismail to purify my house for those who go around it. Purifying could mean both spiritually and physically, keeping all the filth that would be around it, keep that out of the bait, clean it, and also to spiritually purify it. Make this house a place of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, whoever started this bid'ah, this wrong thing of adding, you know, the idols to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went against this this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was supposed to be a house for worship, for those who go around it, the tawaf, that is the actions of Hajj and Umrah. And obviously, of course, there's mustahab tawaf as well. Tawaf there in Kaaba has been mentioned to be the best of the ibadat, the best of the worships. That's even better than prayer, which prayer outside of Mecca has been mentioned as being the best worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-aakifin, those who make it a retreat. This retreat is actually one of the mustahabbat that we have, a very important part of our practice, which many people have probably not even heard of, which is going to a masjid. In this case, it refers to Masjid al-Haram, to go there and become mu'takif, that you stay there for at least 3 days, and you fast, and you worship, and all of that, which has got a very, very positive effect on the spirituality of people. And the last point is وَالرُّكَّعِ sujud. This is going to be purified for those who bow and prostrate, referring to prayer, and that this is going to be the, you know, people are going to be praying there, and it possibly and probably is referring to the issue of it becoming the direction which people are going to be facing in their prayer while they're prostrating and bowing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to understand the Holy Quran better and to practice what we understand from it. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.